Hello and welcome to the Summer Valley FM Film Review. I'm your host, Ben Pinsent. This time, be sure to wipe your feet on the mat and make yourself at home inside Winchester. Sarah Winchester is a widow and majority shareholder of the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. However, as she profits from the killing of the innocent and not so innocent, she feels an incredible amount of guilt. As such, she is compelled to constantly construct a labyrinthine mansion to appease the spirits of the deceased. The rest of the Winchester Repeating Arms Company feel that these are the actions of a crazy person and send a therapist to assess whether their assumptions are correct. But of course, they aren't. The Winchester Mansion is an actual tourist attraction that you can visit in San Jose, California, and it is a unique element of American Gothic folklore. The story of Sarah Winchester building a mansion of 200 rooms, 2,000 doors, and 10,000 windows is most certainly true, but whether she built those rooms to appease or confuse the spirits to prevent them from taking their revenge is another matter. But despite an incredibly interesting setting and a unique premise, Winchester, the film, squanders all of it to deliver stock jump scares and bland ghouls that you have seen before in tons of other horror films. We have a plot that is as lackluster as the 2003 Disney film Haunted Mansion starring Eddie Murphy, with plot twists and reveals being pulled out of nowhere, leaving Winchester as an incredibly unsatisfying mess. It is clear that the filmmakers were intrigued by the actual mansion, but couldn't think of anything interesting to do after that. That is emphasized by the characters, or lack thereof, with stock character arcs and Helen Mirren of all people doing the least amount of work for a paycheck. And while the film tries to bank on the pulling power of its female lead, Helen Mirren, do not be fooled, as the Winchester lacks any quality that Mirren's name suggests. So, avoid this bland, overproduced advertisement for a busted, broken-down, haunted house ride. Thanks for listening to another Summer Valley FM film review on Summer Valley FM with your host, Ben Pinsent. If you have an opinion that you would like to share about Winchester or any other film that I've talked about on the show, why not drop us a line on Summer Valley FM's social media, either on our Facebook page or on our Twitter, @SummerValleyFM. Alternatively, you could tweet me more directly, @CorruptedRecord. But of course, don't forget to join me next time when we'll be getting scared in a different way with the final installment of the 50 Shades franchise, 50 Shades Freed, and there may be some other surprises as well. I'll see you then.